This is a blessing for me. I have my grandkids all here. Woo-hoo! I love it. None of them live very close, so it's just been really cool to spend the week with them. And I love you, church. It's so awesome to see how many are here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just invite you to breathe them in right now. Thank you, Jesus. We breathe you in, Holy Spirit. We breathe out your destiny for us. We just say right now that we're ready for what you have in 2018. It's only less than 24 hours away, but there's something significant, Lord, you say to us in the kingdom, in the beginning of a new year. Thank you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, we give this time to you, not out of obligation, not out of some rote assignment, but out of love that you have for us. Speak through your people, to your church, to this house, to this region, to this state, to this nation. In Jesus' name, amen. I have to tell you, it's been, many of you heard this before, but this 2017 has been the most amazing year of our church. At the beginning of 2017, we were in a very different place, different space. We were completely different. Two-thirds of you weren't here. Those of you that were know what I mean. And there are many that had assignments in the years before that blessed us so much, and you're here today. But at the beginning of 2017, we didn't know where our home would be in Oxnard. We knew we were going to Oxnard. We had established the new name, Embrace. Harbor Missionary Church became Embrace. And we had an assignment, but we hadn't crossed our Jordan. And now here we are. And so many things that God did. 2017 was declared by the Lord. He gave me the word victory, and it happened in an instant. Praise God. In fact, I remember the words leading up to it when we knew we would be moving. It was 3 years ago. In the first year, the Lord gave me the word increase, and he did it. The second year, he gave me the word advance, and he did it. The word increase came through the increase of our heart when we went all in to guard those least of these. The year advance came when we advanced into Oxnard and took care of those that nobody would take care of in this city, the foreigners in the land. The year victory came as we moved into this place and we carried the cross 12 miles across the Jordan, and the skies, the heavens opened up. And then to be asked to be part of Apostle Che's team is just beyond measure for me. It's just so humbling. And here we are, ready to launch. We are an apostolic center. We are a place that is calling in and releasing the streams of this great awakening that come out of Bethel Redding, that come out of Pasadena, California with HROC, that come from Global Awakening, Randy Clark's, that come from IHOP, Apostle Mike Bickle's church, these streams that come from Iris Ministries. Those streams intersect, and we said, yes, Lord, we'll do that for you. And here we are. And you are a part of that. Everyone in this room has an assignment. And I want to yet again say officially welcome. You are welcome in this place. You have a strategic assignment. God has brought you here. We want to welcome you to enter in fully, to become members, part of this family, officially part of this family here in this house. Lord gave me a few words. I'll start with those, and then I'm going to invite you up one at a time. Just come up. Lord gives you a word for this season, this house this season to declare. It could be a prayer, it could be a prophetic word. I've heard several, and I will tell you that, you know, we're going to settle in as a family to how we operate together. So I may add to a word or two just to bring clarity, but God wants to speak through you, and he is and he will. This was a year of victory, a year God declared to us that his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. The first thing the Lord wants me to share is that very song we sang, it was perfect. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. 2018 is a year of his ways not being our ways, and his thoughts not being our thoughts. In other words, there is this massive awakening in this country. There are churches he's planted like ours all over the country. There is these massive cisterns that have been dry. They're paved in gold, and the living water that was connecting this entire country together in the spirit, that brush is being torn off. Here in this region, we're tearing that brush off, but we're connected to a network of churches in this country to bring this country back, to bring its soul back to Jesus where it began, and we're a part of that. And this will be a year of us experiencing at a level we've never even imagined his ways not being our ways, his thoughts not being our thoughts. It's like we'll pray and then an instant something will happen so miraculously, as if someone would say, that happened, you must have been doing all this stuff for years for that to happen. And we'll say, no, it just happened. It just happened. Now, there were years that we've all invested in. You know what I mean. All of you are a part of what's been invested. But he gives us the victory in an instant. He gives us victory when we stop trying and we start believing. The Lord is calling us in 2018 to not try or strive, but to believe and see. Believe and see, not try and strive. To believe and see that the Lord is good. When we least expect it, he shifts the atmosphere and he comes to us. He has shifted the atmosphere in this house. You feel it, you sense it, the atmosphere has shifted. The things you've been praying for, the things you've hoped for, the things you've asked for years ago have come to this age, and he's delivered it. In fact, he delivered it in such an instant that for many, you have to stop, because it happened like so naturally. You have to stop and step back, and I want to encourage you to do that and say, you've been praying for things for years. Then all of a sudden, it happened, and it happened so matter of fact. It happened just in this moment, that and the busyness of life, the enemy wants you to not even remember that is this that you prayed years ago, and it just happened to you. It just happened. You are here to be reminded that the Lord is good. And all he has is for us to experience him. Church is about experiencing the living God. Here's what I know, and I've said it, and I'll keep saying it. It's all about an experience. Because there's no such thing of a relationship you don't experience. And if your relationship with God is real, if there's a genuine relationship, it can't be lip service where you check a box, you're in and out like a fast food restaurant. You go in, you go out as fast as you can. Okay, I got that out of the way. I did Sunday. No, it's about a living relationship with the spirit being, your spirit and his, connected. See, you had a difficult season. You had a different outlook than what you knew to be true about God. But and life just beat you down so much, or life shifted you to where you've gotten a little bit jaded. And I know that's not for everyone in this room, but I'm just speaking things that I believe that will be peppered for everyone. But God is saying it's time for you to come home to your first love. For some of you, it's time for you to settle back into what you saw. Because God was there at every moment. There were things that you were afraid of that happened, but God wants you to look back and see, I was there with you then. I was there with you then. I saved you from that. I was there in that moment. I brought you what you called for. Don't you see? Don't look at what bad happened. Look at how I was in it and helped you through it. He wants you back. He's calling you to yourself to let go of all your fears and uncertainty, to come back to him. Come back to him. He's deep in your heart and he wants to awaken you. See, his goodness, he's good. He's a good, good God, and his goodness is to be birthed to its fullness. There are things that the time has come. The things that you've prayed in the night hours, God is now birthing to you now. There are things, that's why he's doing something new. That's why you're in this house. See, you've been asking for things, and in your own way of thinking, it took so long, so you stopped hoping. See, the Lord wants to remove the lie that when you ask for something and it takes too long to stop hoping, that's a lie from the enemy. Because the Lord moves in an instant. When you least expect it, when your guard is down, he moves. So that you know it's all him. So that he knows that you know that it's him that's doing it. In an instant, in his perfect timing, he releases something, and he's released something to everyone in this room. God moves in an instant. God moves in an instant. He's an instant God. He's a supernatural instant container. He's a container. He's a living container of living water. He's a living container of bread. He's the ultimate instant. There's instant coffee. There's instant food. There's instant things. But God moves in an instant. He's holy and he moves in an instant. And there's a robustness and a fullness of how he moves in an instant that cuts through time and space. And he wants you to remember how he moved in an instant. And now in 2018, he's going to move in an instant. But you have to keep hoping. You have to keep hoping. See, hope eternal. He wants a hope eternal so he can impart hope eternal into your heart. 2018 is a year where hope eternal will be imparted in you, an eternal hope, because he needs your eyes to see into eternity for what you're going to do in 2018. Everything he calls you to do, thank you, Lord, here, church, everything he calls you to do in 2018 will have eternal blessing. Generational blessing. That's why you're here. And you're going to see it in generations to come as one of the witnesses in heaven. He said, that's the gift I'm going to give you. I'm going to call you into things, and some of them will seem trivial. Some of these will be far beyond your ability to grasp or even understand. Some of them will be really stretching you. But you have an eternal purpose. Your destiny is an eternal destiny. And in 2018, what you set your foot to in him, according to his word, in him, he is telling you that that blessing, if you trust him, if you walk by faith and not by sight, in the little and in the big things, some of you have to take a little step. Some of you is going to say, I want you to take a big step. But in both cases, in all cases, what he has for you in 2018 will be an eternal blessing. In other words, you will see glimpses of it, but what you'll do is to give you an incredible peace and satisfaction that will have generational blessing over your family and your line. See, because the generational curses have been broken, there is a new direction, and you are that one that have broken off the old. A gate is opened into the new, and that gate is open for you, for a whole new bloodline in Christ, for your family. He does exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can ask or think. He's an exceedingly abundantly God. So every prayer you pray, God's answer is exceedingly abundantly. See, even if it's the smallest prayer, you cannot think in the natural for the answer. You have to think exceedingly abundantly because he's exceedingly abundantly God. And every prayer that comes out of your mouth, his answer is always exceedingly abundantly, beyond all you can ask or think. Eternal hope is what he wants to impart in 2018. See, he's ready. He's answering your prayers because he's answering your prayers. He's answering. answering your prayer because he's answering your prayers, plural. He's answering your prayer, singular, because he's answering your prayers, plural. You've prayed things all throughout the years. Many of them you've maybe even forgotten. The Lord hasn't. Your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your life. I see a singular answer to your prayer that's connected because he's answering your prayers. They're incense to him. Every prayer you've ever prayed is in a bowl, the Bible says. It's a sweet aroma. And when you pray something, it's connected to everything that he wants to do in your life. This will be a year that you'll remember for the rest of your life, because it has eternity written all over it. He says, your life, 2018, eternity. And what you birth in 2018 will live on beyond your years. It will be a kingdom dimension, a kingdom build. God is the God of answers. He's the God of the yes and amen to those who follow him and lead according to his word and his son Jesus. He's here, he's now. He's above all, he's in all. He's the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord Jesus. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not his thoughts. Look at this country. Look at our nation. Look at our president. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. The way he's moving, the way he's shaping. What you see is not all that there is to be seen. So he's putting eternity in your heart because he's giving you, church, eyes to see. They're going to be supernatural, superhero eyes that see into a different dimension. You're going to see things that others won't see. Look around. God is doing a new thing because he loves you. He loves you. He's doing something new. Don't let the enemy rob you of a blessing by looking at what's not or what's less, by looking at the lock, the lack. Don't let the enemy rob you of his blessing. Remove all ambivalence. Remove all, like, whatever. Look at what God has. Don't look at what God has not done. Look at what he has done. He's answered your prayer, singular, because he's answering your prayers, plural. He goes all the way back to the beginning. And everything that's happened in your life has set you to this place because he loves you. Things you don't even realize. The person you're with, the place he has you, the thing that he's doing. He's done a new thing. He's brought you to a new place. He's answered your prayers because he's answering your prayers. That's why you're here. So the Lord has given me for all of you. Some of you I'm just getting to know. Others I've known. And I'm so impressed by all of you, what you carry. Your hearts are so big. I prayed for men and women with big hearts for the Lord, and that's what I see is your hearts. And that's what I love about everyone in this room. Your hearts are so awesome. They make me emotional. And I thank Jesus for that. The Lord says, thank you for your heart towards me, he says. God is doing a new thing, and he's asking, will you enter into it with me, he's saying. Will you enter into it? He's inviting you into a new work. He's inviting you into a new work for such a time as this. Will you enter in with him? He's inviting you. It's an invitation. An eternal perspective, an eternal love. I see this invitation in heaven. It says eternity on it. And I see as you open it, it has your name in it, and it has your destiny. And he says, my gift to you in this moment is to impart eternity on your heart, an eternal hope. See, because eternity is in your heart, but he wants to impart an eternal hope, an eternal peace, an eternal joy in your heart. He took you out of Egypt. Where was your Egypt? Don't forget, he took you out of Egypt. God says, remember, remember, remember the day I took you out of Egypt. For some of you, it was recent. For others, it was years ago. But he took you out of Egypt. And he wanted me to remind you, do not forget what he's already done. Do not forget. He took you out of darkness. Do not forget. He brought you to this new place. He's answered your prayer, singular, because he's answering your prayers. He wants you to know the answer that you see in front of you is a big deal. No, that's not that big a deal. I prayed that the Lord would help me find my keys this morning, and I found them. He's answering your prayer, singular, because he wants you to know he's answering your prayers, plural. It's a sign. That was just a little prayer I asked for. It was a silly thing, and he brought it to me. I couldn't find this thing, and I found it. Thank you, God. No, 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 no. He keeps telling me now. He wants you to know, loved ones. He's answered your prayer, singular, because he's answering your prayers, plural. Prayers over your family. Prayers over your health. Prayers over your season, your situation, your finances, everything. This is a Joshua 1, 6 to 9 moment for us as a body. I'm going to turn the corner now and just talk about us as a body. That was what the Lord gave me for you. For however, Lord, I just release it. And Lord, you touch every life. But now embrace. Joshua 1, 6 to 9, he's given us this. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Be strong and courageous, embrace. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Embrace. Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or do not dismay, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing, Lean Not on Our Own Understanding now. Let's sing this from our heart.
I lean not on my own understanding.
Thank you.
My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding.
Yes.
My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven.
God has said, I have given you possession of this land. I have chosen you to be my vessel to greatly advance my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven in this region. I've given you the increase. I've given you the victory so that you will know that it is the Lord, the Lord your God, who has delivered you out of Egypt and has brought you to this time. All the words I have given to you, embrace in the past, and all of them I give you now in my perfect timing, in my perfect ways. Because you said yes to me, I'm giving you possession of the land. If you obey me and love me and honor my leaders and your leaders honor me, says the Lord, and you honor my word together, embrace and guest of embrace, this is the year of boldness. That's the word for the year. This is the year of boldness. A mighty boldness he's calling us to. A mighty boldness he's calling us into together. Be strong and courageous. This is the year of boldness. Because there's a great harvest. It's time to reap. I see in the heavens reapers, reaping tools that he wants to hand because the harvest is so plentiful in this region. He's giving us all reaping tools to reap the harvest. A supernatural boldness is what the Lord wants to give us. And we need to pray and receive. This is the year of boldness because a great kingdom abundance is happening. I've heard this said by many. I want to confirm this. There is going to be a great transfer to people in the kingdom of all the resources, the financial resources, the educational resources, the wisdom resources, the provision resources, open doors. There's going to be a major wealth transfer because it's already happening in the natural. It's going to happen in the supernatural. So what we need to pray in is the wisdom to handle it well, the wisdom and the courage to handle it well. We need to pray that in because that's happening. Look at what's happening in this country. It's just a foreshadowing. He wants to raise up leaders to take the seven mountains of culture back, the educational one, mountain of culture back, the medical one back, the communication one, the television, I can't even pronounce them all. But you know what I'm saying, that every place, he wants to take those back, those places of influence. And we're to pray for a kingdom boldness because a kingdom authority is coming. We must let our love be bold. We must let our authority in Christ be bold. We must let our hope be bold. We must let our courage be bold. We must let our prayers be bold and our hearts come bold to speak God's word while he stretches out his hands to do miracles in this region so that Oxnard can be saved, this county can be influenced by the kingdom, and this nation healed. A great kingdom victory over this city and this state. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for those who have been called to this work in this place. God has given us the next 10 years, 2018 to 2028. People say, well, you keep saying 10 years, but this is that 10 years. 2018 to 2028. This next 10-year harvest, it's time to reap. See, we've now crossed the land. We're in the Jordan. We've crossed the Jordan. We're now in the land, and it's time to be strong and courageous. And let the Lord fulfill all his promises in this land. He's going to fulfill the promises. He's just looking for hands willing to be bold that he can work through, and that is what he's calling us embrace to. You have been chosen by me, says the Lord. Now's the time, your moment of destiny. I will become all that I want to become in you. So you can become all that I've purposed for you in this place. Thank you, Lord. Harbor is now embrace. You've labored hard, embrace, for 10 years. You've cared for my lost sheep, for the least among those in the land. You've been faithful in the little, and now I'm giving you much more. If you remain faithful in the more, I will give you the land. A mighty harvest. It's reaping time. I'm giving you a people you do not know. I'm giving you an Isaiah 55:5 blessing. It was spoken over to me by my son, and I just received it. I'm giving you an Isaiah 55:5 blessing. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The Lord is giving us the Hispanic people. They're running to us, and we are to embrace them. God's going to use the Hispanic people and a mighty harvest to see this state a pro-life state again. Thank you, Lord. Is that a God vision or what? We say, thank you, Lord. We say, yes. He's giving us an Isaiah 55:5 blessing. On your own time, look that up and read it for yourself. A mighty harvest is yours. It's time to reap. It's a Joel 3:13 to 14 harvest. In the last days, Peter declared, Joel chapter 2, your young men will see dreams. Your old men will have visions and dreams. And you will all prophesy in my name. But then Joel goes on to say, swing the sickle. Joel 3:13 and 14. Hear this word. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes. Trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats are overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Swing the sickle. The Lord is giving us sickles to swing in this harvest embrace. Now the question is, will you receive the word I've given you? Will you declare what I've said to you? What you declare from my word, says the Lord, I'll declare over your life. The Lord Jesus Christ, keep him in the center. And my spirit, says the Lord, Holy Spirit, will take what is mine and give it to you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we say yes to your word. We say yes to your word. We say yes to everything you're doing and going to do. In Jesus' name. Come. Who has a word? Becky.
So, as we sang a couple weeks ago, we were singing, open up the doors, we're ready. And I heard the Lord say, and this is for you that have been here, he said, I want you to tell them, thank you for pressing in so hard to that door.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, the door is open. And he said, this year is the year of the open door.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, I'm the one who makes you ready. The only thing that you have to do is to be willing to step in. So he'll make you ready, just be willing to go. So that was one. And then the Lord also showed me that believers need to, this has been a season of purifying ourselves. He's asking us to purify ourselves, and that he's going to give each of us, as we do that, good things in this coming year. But some are going to get keys. The character of God is the key that will open a vast land to you. Anointing is good, but when it's stripped away, if you don't carry the character of God, then you won't finish well. So we all want to finish well. So let's ask for the key. Let's ask for his character to come on us. Okay. So who can ascend my holy mountain? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. And I'm an artist, and the Lord gave me an image. I've been pondering that verse about being clothed with his character. And the gentleman in the back has a picture. I don't know if you can put it on. I painted. Okay. Oh, it's all squished.
That's awesome.
But, anyway, in Colossians 3, it says, you are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourself with virtues of God. Since you have been divinely chosen to be holy, be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate, showing kindness to all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others. Tolerate the weakness of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been gracious. graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, please release the same gift of forgiveness to them. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, we receive that. Thank you, Lord. Bob.
I give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord. First of all, just let me say something personal. As you said, how your heart, how you love all the hearts of these people. You are, because of your heart,
thank you,
is why all these people's hearts are drawn.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he wants you to know that he's going to have more fivefold ministers,
yes,
in this place.
Thank you.
For those people that are, you're going to outreach. It's not just what you have now, but it's an increase of everything.
Christ.
That you're doing.
Glory,
and he
God.
Says yes to the question that you're pondering.
Mm.
He
thank
says,
you, Lord.
Yes, go ahead, I'm with you.
Thank you, Lord.
And the only you know what that means. So
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's
praise the Lord. Thank you.
That's a great honor. I will not overstep my bounds.
Oh, I already know that.
Happy New Year, everybody. I really appreciate the word that you gave for the
praise
church
the
this year. And when you gave that word, several things fell into place because the Lord had been speaking to me. A word that he has spoken to me in the past, and it's not an easy word to hear. And it's about releasing. About letting go the things that you want, your desires, your dreams, your blessings, you know, and to live like life like this, because the only way you can be bold is by having nothing to lose. So if you have nothing to lose, give everything you have, especially the things that you hold dear. The dreams and the promises that God has partially fulfilled in your life already, and you think that's all there is to it, and he's saying, no, it's not all there is, so release it to me so that he can give you more. As you said, he's heard the prayers of your heart. He has heard the prayers of your lips, and he is giving you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
But the only way to do that is to release what's already there. And that's hard. But when you do that, then you'll be bold.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Oh, okay. One, two. Okay. I didn't see. Both at the same time.
So I shared this while ago with you, but I thought it was
yes.
applicable now, and I'll read it. It just happened to be in my purse, so I guess I'm supposed to share it. And it says, "I see activity." This is like 3 months ago. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay. I see activity in the spirit, moving, shuffling for greater kingdom purposes. I see a highlighting over regions, over cities, over churches. God is paying attention to these. He has a high calling on these places. His plans and purposes are happening. Church, surrender your plans and purposes, your agendas, for a mighty move of God is coming. And I believe that Embrace is one of those highlighted places.
Praise the Lord.
And also when you were speaking, the Lord was showing me that you're an influencer in this area. But that's not all. I heard the Lord say that he will be influencing the most influential.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that's...
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Carol. Thank you, Jesus. Carol's been with us a long time.
I want to tell you to expect divine appointments. There was a eunuch that was reading Isaiah, and Philip was his divine appointment. Mary had a divine appointment to house the Messiah to come into the world. We are to look for divine appointments. We are to expect divine appointments. We never know when they're going to come. Sometimes there's preparation before divine appointments. Sometimes they just come. But there's always divine appointments. So as a church, we're to expect divine appointments with certain people, with certain churches, with certain whatever. And then personally, we are to expect divine appointments.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. After this, I just feel the need to sing Let It Rain. Okay?
How many of you are really excited about next year? Because I am. I promise I won't take more than a couple minutes, but I really feel like I need to tell you guys something. This is a message that God gave to me a couple months ago, and it's for the church. I think that next year is going to be the year of the harvest, and I'm going to explain to you why I think that is. Michael, come here. So a couple months ago when Apostle Fred was here, and it was during that day, he asked us all to come to the front and put our hands up and, you know, just begin to pray in the Spirit. I put my hands up, I prayed in the Spirit, and I asked God to just show me something. I said, God, please, anything, just give me a sign. Just talk to me, speak to me. He gave me one word. It was in Hebrew. At the time, I didn't know it was Hebrew. Gadol, the word Gadol. Shortly after, he said, let's pray for the total solar eclipse, which is, you know, as most of you know, in about, I think, like 100 years, it hasn't been, it hasn't gone from coast to coast in the United States. The day of the eclipse, I went into fasting and prayer that morning. I sat outside my house. I waited for the eclipse to happen, and I began to pray. I took my Bible out. I took a pen and paper out, and this is what the Lord has told me. So I pray, Lord, that you give me the discernment for the right words so that the church can hear you. My flesh says that you won't believe me, but my spirit says that this is from God, so I hope that you can trust that. The word that the Lord gave me, and I swear I've never done this before, and he doesn't speak to me in this way, but...
Come on, Lord.
The prophet Richard here did say a couple months ago that I was a seer, so I guess I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, so it's Ezekiel 47:6. By the way, the word Gadol in Hebrew means river banks. I asked the Lord to give me a scripture to show me what that meant the day of the eclipse, and I wanted it to be the exact word in the Hebrew language in the Bible, not an interpretation. So it's found in Ezekiel 47. It says, he said unto me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river Gadol. There were many trees on one side and the other. The trees, I believe, church, are the people and us, the church members. And then it says, there were many trees on one side and the other of the riverbank. Then he said to me, these waters go out towards the eastern region and go down into Arabah. Then they go down toward the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh. Now, if any of you know anything about chemistry, seawater and fresh water are completely different. They have completely different properties inside. So it's not just what we see as the outside, but the inside is actually completely chemically changed. And this, I believe, is a word for the fact that there's going to be a lot of transformation, not only outside, but internally. The composition, and that's a change of the heart. That's the power of the living God transforming our hearts. I'm almost done here. It says, it will come about that every living creature that swarms in every place where the river goes, that's the living waters, the living God, will live. And there will be very many fish, for these waters go there and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. So everything that touches the holy waters will have the everlasting life, will have life.
My Lord.
By the river on its bank, on one side and the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. this is the year of the harvest, you guys. This is our time as a church, as a corporate body, to serve the Lord with the fruits of your spirit so that others can have everlasting life. And that's what God has spoken to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Awesome. I want us to sing Let It Rain, and then we're going to continue. I know there's many more that have a word. We're going to continue, but let's sing this song together. Please stand for a minute. Let's sing. Wants to give each of you a reaping tool, a sickle to reap. There's neighbors, there's friends that you have, there's neighbors, there's family, there's people around you that you are the carrier of light to them. Right now, with every eye closed, the Lord's going to reveal who that is in your life. See, you're here for an assignment on this earth. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. He said, you're the light. Because I'm in you, you're the light of the world. Let your light shine. so that they can see, so that those around you can see. You're not here to just get through life. You're not here to make it to the next day. Yes, you have assignments, you have responsibilities. Those are all really good. God blesses and honors those. But don't forget the main thing. You're the light. So shine it. Shine it. Shine it. Let's raise our... I just want to invite you. This is a... don't do it because of me, but as a prophetic act, let's raise your hand to take the sickle. Take the sickle is the assignment that he's giving you. He'll show you how to do it. He'll show you what to do. Don't stress over that. Yeah, but that person will never get saved. Oh, yeah. Nothing's impossible with him. Take it. Just as a prophetic act right now all over this room, take it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take the assignment. Take the sickle. It's time to reap. It's a Joel 3:13 harvest time. A Joel 3:13 harvest time has come. Joel 3:13 to Revelation 14. The final harvest. This is a harvest to take us to the final harvest. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing one more time. Let it rain.
Praise the Lord. You know, as Nicole was speaking, and she talked about the trees on both those riverbanks and how the river flowed through the middle. And at the other end, there were many fishes and many groves growing. And the Lord was showing me, for those of you who got a little gray hair on the top of your head, that those large trees on both sides that are swaying back and forth and interacting are the elders and the elderly people.
Come on, Lord.
And he's showing me that 2018, he's going to give you the strength to act like you were young again.
Yes.
Because there's people in 2018, the youth in this church, that need your wisdom.
Spiritual fathers and mothers, yes.
When he was speaking about a transfer of wealth, God was speaking about you.
You have wealth. You have knowledge. Woo. You have wisdom. And God wants to use that.
Yes.
He wants to stir up your heart once again to believe and to hope and to have an expectation for your life. You're 85. Caleb was 85. He says, I'm stronger now than I was when I was 45 because God gave him the anointing to him.
Yes.
So I pray in 2018 the anointing of Caleb on everyone that sees himself as old, that they're renewed in their strength and that God raises them up so they can be that tree, so they can drop nutrients into that water and that river along the bank that flows out and produces much fish.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Now, there was a scripture he gave me. Amen.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to preach. Oh, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? Amen. Shall you know it? I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen.
Yes.
Some of you, amen, carried a lot of stuff to 2017. God is telling you to shake it off and go forward. Take your shoes off, step forward into 2018, and leave it behind you.
Woo! Come on.
Amen. And your way will be prosperous. Amen. God will provide a way.
Praise the Lord. Receive that. This is going to be our newest pastor in 2018 officially. He's already operating in that. Man of boldness, Jason.
The Lord has shown me last night. I was preparing for this morning, and I go, show me something. Because I'm a visual person. So he gave me this vision. There was doors on each side of the sanctuary. We're supposed to walk through those doors with boldness.
Come on.
With great boldness, as pastors proclaiming up here. Take that boldness and take it out outside the sanctuary. He's given us in here. He's equipped us in here. Now take it outside.
Come
in
on,
Jesus' man. Name.
Praise the Lord. This is my son, Lewis, from Colorado. My oldest. Woo-hoo! It's awesome to have him here. And he just shared an incredible word I wanted him to share.
So, oh my gosh, I've been watching y'all on YouTube for, like, months, and I don't know, that this crazy thing called the internet, my friend. So we've been praying for you guys from Colorado. We have a whole prayer group. We meet every week, and these fires you guys had have been pretty crazy. And I don't know if y'all know, it's the worst fires in the history of California. We've been interceding and asking for supernatural rain, and none of that happened. But what did happen through weeks of praying for y'all is we saw and we got some words about what the fires meant in the spiritual and what God was going to birth out of fire for this region, for Ventura County, through you guys. And so then my dad told me you're doing a prophetic thing tonight. I was like, okay, so I guess I'm supposed to tell you this. So this is what and this isn't just me. This is a bunch of dudes that just love the Lord. And here's what we got for you all and for this region. So it's called Out of the Ashes Arise. So to the church in Ventura County, my beloved, come forth and arise. I am calling my children to arise, for now is the time and place of my choosing. Behold, the old man is dead, and with him the old patterns of sin, bondage, blindness, and poverty. Arise afresh, for you are a new creation, handcrafted by the Master. Purified by many fires, I declare that eyes will see and ears will hear. Do you not see that the flames in your hills are but a small reflection of the battle my angels have been engaged in on your behalf? Do you not perceive that I have heard my beloved's cry? Many incense have filled my courts, and I have found them pleasing in my sight. The Lord of Heaven's armies is responding, and the world will take notice of what I am doing through my beloved. Darkness cannot hold back the light of my kingdom. This is a time where I get what I want, and my love is made fully known to a region. Now is the time where the old things pass away and righteousness, peace, and joy manifest themselves in the public square. Behold, the old names over your land have burnt away, along with the principalities that governed them.
Thank you, Lord.
And all the authority has been poured out, and the oil of authority has been poured out over your heads as I release my yes to occupy the land and redefine it. I believe you guys are being called to redefine a region. Arise and see what the flames have fashioned amongst you, for the fire has purified the soil to receive my spirit. As from the place of dreaming, align your vision with mine as you look through my eyes at the people I have placed amongst you. Do not hold me back from what I want. Bold faith is granted to those that will take it. Signs, wonders, and the raising of the dead, all things are possible in the place of intimacy. Freely you have received, now freely give. Do not take for granted what you have received by losing sight of my face, as many have done before you. I intend to keep this gate open, my beloved. I intend to make my home among you and for my government to establish itself in your midst. My children, take on this mantle with joy. Never look back to the place of distraction. Anything that diverts you from my passions or shifts your glance to the past is a snare of the enemy. Understand the weight of what I have given you and the pleasure I am giving myself by releasing my children to steward it on my behalf. Nothing is impossible for you, my beloved. All I have is yours, and I have everything. Beloved, perceive who you are and wear me, your true identity, with pride. Now go forth and conquer. Pursue my face. Listen to my voice. See through my eyes and take the land. So that's that. We love you guys from Colorado.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cole, what is this? What is the Lord giving you this morning?
Hello. All right. So, God's been putting a cross on my heart, in my mind, for like a week now. And what have you shown me? That, you know, we all have a cross that we carry, but God has cleansed that, right? When we welcome Jesus into our hearts, he's taken over all those things that we may have done in the past that weren't so great. He's using those things as wisdom, as knowledge to share, to talk to people that may not understand the same trials that other people might not know. So he's just been showing me that he's burning for us, like a fire, like lava. And that's, like in here, he's like invading the land and putting up other beautiful people of God to go forth and prosper, just to keep going and invading, like you were saying, Pastor Sam. It's the time for harvest, and here's the harvest.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What did the Lord give you, Rigo?
I don't know if you guys could see it, but it's the Holy Spirit. This is what we're growing, reaping from the bottom. Once we talk to someone, once we communicate what we stand for and we believe in, we're growing something other than their beliefs. We're growing something in here. How we walk, how you guys walk, how you guys treat yourself. You treat one as yourself, as one another. And these are... Back here is heaven. The Holy Spirit is going back and forth. It's going everywhere. It's right there. He's everywhere. And we're just growing. Trees. We're reaping. So he's doing the work. We're just doing it. We're getting the spanking. we're just getting a little push. Through the door, and we step out in faith, knowing that he's gonna do all the works and the miracles and the signs and the wonders. We're just his son following his orders.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I had a dream while back, and it stayed with me. And it was me entering into a church and telling people, when the Holy Spirit falls, everything's gonna shift. And at that moment, I told the little kid, pray for me. And as he prayed for me, everything shifted like an earthquake. And I couldn't understand, not until now. Not until I'm standing in the presence of the Lord. He's going to shift everything. Everything you had in the past, it's in the past for a reason. Everything you're going to step into, it, it's going to be a new season. And I grew up field mom, working mom in the field, working dad in the fields, and I was out there for a little bit. I couldn't last. And there were, as the strawberries were, as the seasons were reaping in the strawberries, we got to do the same thing with the people. Since they understand that method, we got to show them our Christian method. Because our Christianity, it's not a religion. It's a lifestyle.
That's right.
And on my way over here, I was thinking, I don't deserve what I'm living. I don't take it for granted. But everything that happened to me was for a reason. And I'm going to take it back from wherever it came from or wherever, whoever took it. Because I deserve what I'm standing in. What I believe in. I'm going to take boldness, strength, authority. Not only me, you guys. Not only you guys out there, people. Not only in this city, but more. As he goes back, them, he's going to share. They're going to share. Everybody's going to share. Everybody's going to take a piece of what they believe in, and they're going to take it back from the enemy. Because this is what we're stepping into. The past is the past. The present is now.
Amen.
And where's the presence of the Lord?
Right here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have the leader of One Voice here in the ministry, and this young man is going to enter into part of their ministry. And out here, I'm believing Rigo is going to be a mighty force to the high school, junior hires and high schoolers. And we're just going to see a mighty harvest in that ministry as we enter in to be part of the covering to this amazing ministry. Bless you guys for serving us today. And we're going to hear from you in February. We can't wait. And this young man is, I'm looking forward to what you're going to sow into him as well. And thank the Lord for you. Praise the Lord. We give the Lord a hand. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. No, that was awesome. from our Jewish brothers. Let's stand in his presence. I'm overwhelmed by what the Lord has done. We're just going to declare this year. Whoa. Yes, Lord. And there'll be many more prophecies ahead. I'm proud of you all. I'm proud to be your leader. But most importantly, I'm proud to be his son, Jesus, the Lord, the King of the universe. Let's close this service with a final song and a thank you to him. And let's just say yes to everything spoken. And Happy New Year. Bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. And Lord, we as a church, as a people, say yes and amen. We will take hold of everything you've said through your people. We acknowledge it is all from you. It bears witness in our soul and spirit. And so we say, come, Lord, even more come. Let all that you have declared be fulfilled. Give your church embrace of boldness. in this year of the open door, in this year of harvest, that our year of boldness will come forth as we enter into the greater picture, to see our city saved, to see our county influenced by the kingdom, and to see this nation healed. In Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen. God bless you. Happy New Year. See you next week.